Y'all, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Here's what we're talking about. We're talking about Senator Kerry's wife yesterday really going off on a reporter and telling him to shove it.
You know what the question is? Say that I called this an un-American activity. I did not. Are you on the Tribune Review?
Yes, I am.
Of course.
Come here.
Understandable. You said something I didn't say. Now shove it.
Yes.
Oh. In the political world, that's a pretty big deal.
Now shove it.
Yeah, you tell a reporter to shove it, that's a big deal. Who knows if it's going to inevitably lose him the election, but Jeff had a thought after hearing that.
Like, you know, that there are certain situations where your significant other can step across the bounds. The story that I heard was a woman sitting at a, you know, house closing, and obviously the family had borrowed money. And if you've ever purchased a house, I mean, every T has to be crossed and I has to be dotted and everything has to be perfect. So they had borrowed money from his or her parents and put it in an account so it looked like they were, you know, had enough cash to buy this particular house. And at the closing, she says to her husband, "It's a good thing my parents were willing to loan us all that cash, so it looks like we have the money for the down payment in the bank." And they pulled the closing attorney, and the mortgage person was sitting right there, and they pulled the mortgage
now
from her at the closing.
If Crash wasn't Teflon Crash, then something that happened at a holiday party with Lady Crash probably could have got him fired also.
Teflon Crash.
Totally, man. And that was the thing with Lady Crash. Didn't she flash her boobs to the general manager?
Yeah. Was it our Christmas party? Or I don't remember what it was. It was probably numerous occasions. But yeah, she did that. She lifted up her shirt and show the GM.
I mean, there's other ones, too. I mean, there's, I believe, Lady Crash grabbing the butts of the general manager and the general manager's wife as they attempted to leave my birthday party.
Oh, that was me.
But that was you. Okay.
I grabbed, yeah.
Yeah, so he would have been getting himself in trouble, which is something different. But so, hey,
yeah.
Scott.
Yes.
What's going on?
Well, my situation is pretty much the same thing. My ex-wife, now ex-wife, wanted to go to work for the same company that I did. She had a bad problem spending money, so I put her on my checking account like most married people do. She ended up bouncing checks, so bank ended up closing the account. Basically, after that, the company she went to work for, like I said, with my company, she took a customer's checkbook, wrote over $600 worth of checks on it. Loss Prevention came out and talked to her. She called me, and I said, you know, well, talk to them. You have nothing to do with it, didn't you? And all of a sudden, complete silence, and I knew right then she did.
And you got fired for that?
No, I didn't. Fortunately, I had a very good rapport with my district manager, and I went and told him I had nothing to do with it. He said, if we knew that you had something to do with it, they would have been out there talking to you also. But I still felt like I was in the background of it. So,
wow. Like they just looked at you differently.
Exactly. And I was working my way up the corporate ladder, and I wanted to get higher and higher. And I knew that if I stayed there, I would not be able to happen. That would not be able to happen.
Especially with her by your side, sure.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so friends
yeah.
of mine came over to the house, and they said, you know, we know you didn't have nothing to do with it, but you've got to prove to your people that that you didn't. So in about 2.5 hours, they helped me move out of the house and move away.
Wow.
Wow. I made that hard mistake one time of hiring a girlfriend where I worked. When I was working for a place called Traffic Scan, and I hired my ex-girlfriend at the time to be a secretary. And she was just miserable with jobs. I mean, she's constantly losing jobs and getting fired, and she was always just so mean. And then it actually was a big talk around the whole station area, like, how are we going to get rid of Crash's girlfriend without, you know, hurting Crash? Because I had such a great rapport. And eventually she wound up quitting and literally almost saving my job because people were hating me.
Yeah.
She was such a, woo!
Hey, Cheryl.
Hi.
Hey.
I used to be an assistant director at a daycare center that was owned by a church. And I had previously messed around with one of the girls that worked there. My now ex-husband at the time, my husband, was at a big party with us, and some of my other coworkers were there. And he decided, while he was drunk, to spill the beans and tell all them that I had messed around with this other girl.
Oh, no!
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 That can't happen. Hello?
That right there is going to be my Verizon commercial. I'm not even going to talk in it. That's it.
Oh, are you back?
Are you back?
Yes.
Okay, oh, okay. We missed the last half of that.
Oh, okay. I actually have Verizon, too.
Damn it. That's not going to go over well.
That will not be the commercial.
Good idea. Not going to use it.
All right, so once again, you mess around with a girl and your husband?
Yes.
Ends up telling everybody about it?
He tells everyone at a big party that we had, and a lot of my coworkers were there. So they went back and told the director of the daycare center. And I was kind of the outcast at that point. I didn't stay there much longer because life was a living hell after that.
So he was, like, bragging to everybody. They were like, my wife hooking up with this other chick.
We had and I wonder how many of these involve alcohol, because we had a girl in our Christmas party one year who ended up getting so hammered that she was licking the ice sculpture at the company Christmas party.
And that's never good.
And her husband, who had also had several drinks, explained to us that that was no big deal because last year, as a joke, it was like a Hawaiian theme, and she got up on the table and tried to mount the pig.
Oh!
And he told the whole room that.
Yeah, if you're repulsing Crash Clark, you've really done an offense.
Yeah.
Hey, Amy.
Hey, mine's not as great as the last one, but it's close. It also involves alcohol. My boyfriend and I were in all the same classes in college, and we went to a party of a family friend's because I grew up in the same town as my college. And the son of our professor, Dr. Paul, was there at the party, and I'm talking to him and trying to help out our grades because we weren't doing so great in that class. And my boyfriend walks up pretty drunk, and I go, "Hey, Dave, this is Dr. Paul," and he goes, "Oh, I hate Dr. Paul." And he starts going on and on about this professor and how bad he is. And he didn't quite get that this was his son, and it ruined the rest of our semester.
See, these right here are great calls and a great reason why we should go back to Prohibition. Because have to do with alcohol,
it's
man.
True. It's so
no
true.
Alcohol.
The Burt Show.
Hello?
Steve-O.
Yeah, hello?
Hi, Steve.
Yeah, this is Steve.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Russell. Russell. Baby.
Wow.
How you been, Steve-O?
I'm good, Russ. How are you, man?
Things are well. Things are good. Long time no talk.
What are we looking at? Nine years?
9 years since we've talked. Class of 1993.
Wow. Where are you, man? How are things?
I'm doing good. I'm spending some time in Vegas. I've lived here for about 5 years.
Uh-huh.
I got myself a wife.
Wow.
Got myself a kid.
Oh, my.
How about you? Are you still in Georgia?
Yeah. Still in Georgia.
Okay.
Never nailed down either the wife or the kid, but things are going well, man.
A bachelor in Atlanta, you got to be tearing it up.
I do all right. I'm just working hard mainly, trying to keep the career moving forward.
Dude, it's wild how I tracked you down. You ever hear classmates.com?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard of it. I haven't, yeah.
So I got on there, and I paid the extra fee, and so I got the email address of Connie, and then I guess Connie is still talking to Trisha or somebody, and she knew where you were, and I guess you stay in touch with her or something, right?
Right, yeah.
So that's how I got your number. So I thought I would just shoot you a line. I was going through the yearbook.
Good old high school, Russ.
Right. Hey, listen, I wanted to touch base with you on something. And I know this is weird because, I mean, we've only kind of reconnected for less than a few minutes now. But listen, just going off of, and are you doing okay, like, you know, with the career and stuff?
I'm doing all right. Like I said, I mean, I'm you know, working long hours. What's up, man?
Well, I just I know you went on to college and stuff and whatnot, and if I understand correctly, you're doing some sort of engineering.
Uh-huh.
I am putting together a thing out here. I'm getting a boat. Gonna put it out on Lake Mead, and so I am just reaching out to good friends of mine. I want to see if I can get anywhere from $1,600 to $2,200 from you, and this will of course be paid back just to put towards the boat.
what is the boat? Is this, are you going to run some sort of expeditions? Is this some sort of investment?
No, it's for me and Sandy and take out on Lake Mead.
Uh-huh.
It's a big lake here near Vegas.
Right.
Where the Hoover Dam is. And just something to do, you know? And I got some money from Sandy's parents, some money from my parents. We were able to sell a car. So, you know, we're drumming up the cash. I don't want to finance it, you know? That's how you get in over your head and you get screwed up, you know?
Right.
So if there's any way you can come through with like $2,000, I will sign a note. And what I'm going to do is starting at the beginning of next year, $100 a month until it's paid off. And if you want to do like a reasonable interest rate, say 6.25, 6.5, I will pay that as well.
Wow.
What I'm gonna need to do though is I need to get the money in my hands by like a week from Tuesday. So, but if you just want to put a check in the mail today, I will have it by this time next week, and we're good to go, huh? Obviously, anytime you're in Vegas, you are welcome to stay at our place, use the boat, hang out, and this even goes beyond when I've paid it off.
Right. I just don't know that I got the $2,000 that floating around to give you, my friend.
How much do you make a year?
We haven't even talked in 9 years, man. I mean, best friends forever, I'll do anything for you. I mean, you want me to pick you up at the airport? You want me to put you up in the guest room? You know, you want me to show you around Atlanta?
You got a house with a guest room.
It's not like I went into investment banking, man. Banking is not what I do.
Right. $2,000 is going to kill you, isn't it?
It's a big chunk of money, man. And
it's nothing to you. You got to be in the six figures.
Well,
you know what?
What, dude, Russ? I mean, it's a little sketchy. I mean, I'm sorry.
You know what? Forget it. Your page is out of the yearbook.
No, I mean, don't be like that, man. I mean, no, the yearbook is not a valid, dude.
The yearbook's gone. The page is gone. The memory's gone. It's like you never existed. Don't worry about it. I'll let you go, okay? Now it's getting awkward for both of us. And next time you go out and you have a nice dinner and you have, you know, sushi or whatever it is you eat when you're sitting in your guest room, don't worry about us. And you know what? One more thing before I let you go. Do you still talk to your sister, Julie?
Yeah, sometimes.
All right, tell her that the phone scam was successful. This is Jeff from the Burt Show at All the Hits Q100, and she just phone scammed you.
Jules is going to get it so bad.
We will scam you. The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Let's turn our attention here to Jody. If you guys have missed this over the last couple of days, let me just give you the 2-minute audio recap of the phone call that we took from Jody on Friday.
My big problem is this. I'm getting married in about 3 weeks, and my fiance's sister has a really bad stutter, and they've just decided just a couple days ago that they want her to read something at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel awful, but I don't want her to read something. You know, I really don't want the ceremony marred by someone who can't get the words out.
Oh, my God. How bad is it?
When she's nervous, it can take her 10 minutes to say something.
So say something like a sentence or say something like a passage?
Like a passage.
And you think that you would be standing at the altar really upset about it if it did? Say it does take her 10 minutes.
It's my day. You know, I want everything to go smoothly. You know, I don't want to be there waiting for her to get something out.
Can't make fun of her. That's not fair. It's not something she can control.
Have they already asked her?
Yeah, I think they have.
Oh.
Like, I mean, it came to me after the fact.
Well, I'm kind of on both sides here because I think, first of all, you're the bride, so all decisions should be run through you because it is your day. But on the flip side of it, do you really want to make that decision and call your sister-in-law and say no?
you know, I think I should be able to say something.
I think it's absolutely offensive. I mean, I think this is your family. This is your family member, and you're saying that it would make your day imperfect if she got up there and spoke, even though she can't speak as eloquently as you?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Sarah?
I know that the guy does not have much input in the wedding at all, and if this is his sister and something that means a lot to him, she needs to back down.
Hey, Crystal.
If you did want to get out of it, you can always say that you've asked someone else to read and give her another part in the wedding.
The only call we've gotten that agrees with Jody.
Oh, Lord.
I don't see why this is such a big deal. I mean, Jody has a right to her own feelings, and it doesn't seem like she's saying, oh, you know, her sister is this stupid person, you know, because she has a speech impediment. And she just, it's like, of all things to do, why would somebody give somebody who stutters reading?
Now, we can say since that, the calls haven't been nearly as lopsided, and the emails haven't been nearly as lopsided. Like, most are calling, well, about half are calling and saying, what is she thinking? And the other half are like, it's her day.
Right.
Let her do what she wants.
More people are defending Jody as the bride than I would have ever expected.
And I thought Melissa made a great point yesterday that this is really kind of a deep gesture.
Yeah, and my thought yesterday was if the brother asked her or any family member had asked the woman who stutters to read, I mean, nobody is more self-conscious and more aware of the stuttering problem than the woman that has it herself. And she's more self-conscious than anybody ever could be about it. And for somebody to ask her to read, to me, would be just the ultimate, you know what, it doesn't matter how you talk. I want you to speak at my wedding. And to me, it would be like the ultimate compliment to her.
So Jody's fiance was going to have the talk last night with his sister. Now, the one thing we universally agreed on is that he should have consulted Jody before he asked the sister. I mean, that's a pretty big part of a wedding.
Yes.
We all agreed on that. The thing we disagree on is the reason why she doesn't want the sister to read, right?
Right. We can understand.
Are we in agreement about our agreement?
We are in agreement about the agreement.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay.
You know what? No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, Mindy.
Hey, I didn't think it was possible, but Jody makes Super Bowl Sarah seem open-minded.
Very true.
A lot of people are siding with her, though. I mean, and I've said this before, too, because I'm being a little bit hypocritical here, that there are very few days, I think, in your life where you get to be 100% selfish. All you have to do is think about yourself. And for that day, your wedding day is pretty much that day for a bride.
Yeah, but I mean, 100% selfish. I mean, but there's limits. Like, I think it's a day where all the bride is the center of attention. You know, it's the bride's day, but that doesn't mean she can be a total witch and nobody have any feedback about it. And the other thing, I think that if you put the ceremony and the ritual and the ceremony before the human beings that you're going to be a part of a family with, then your priorities are messed up. I mean, I think it goes beyond her, the limits of how selfish she can be.
And Jody is isolating her and her fiance as the only ones that mean anything in this whole wedding experience. But a marriage is two families coming together. And I think that that's kind of been the spinoff conversations of this whole thing with Jody. It's like, this woman is going to be your sister-in-law, you know, for the rest of your life. She's a part of your family. You can't treat somebody like that that's in your family.
Yeah, and I think Jody said yesterday that, well, I'm not marrying the family. I'm marrying my fiance.
Right. And you are sorely mistaken if that's what you think marriage is.
Hey, Jody.
Yeah?
All right, so did your fiancé talk to his sister last night?
Yes, he did.
All right, you take it from there.
Okay, he spoke to her, and she was totally fine. One of his other sisters I told her, too, and she was fine with it, too, but then she told her parents.
All right, hold on. So your fiance goes to the stuttering sister and talks to her.
And she was totally cool about it.
And she was cool about it, but also goes to an older or a younger sister?
Younger.
Younger sister tells her too, and the younger sister proceeds to go to what will be your future mother-in-law.
And father-in-law,
okay. Okay. All right.
And the father-in-law was... He didn't take it in the you know, I really didn't mean it in a mean way, you know? It's just... I didn't expect, you know, I don't want my wedding day to be marred in any way.
So what did the father and the mother-in-law, what did they do?
Well, I got a very sharply worded email, and he said, I'm sending you this email because I want to choose my words carefully. And he went on to say that he was deeply offended that that I didn't know that stutterers don't stutter when they read. And I think somebody at your station should have told me something. I mean, no one mentioned that stutterers don't stutter when they read. I had no idea. Oh. I thought it was something that happened all the time to them.
I didn't know that. I mean, why would you think that anybody in here would be educated on that?
Well, you guys do run a radio station. I thought somebody would know something.
So it's our fault.
Yeah, it is your
right.
fault.
Right, okay.
Just because we have a morning show means that we would be educated on stuttering?
I would think so. I would think you guys would, like... I thought you guys were trying to help me. I thought you guys were going to look stuff up, know about things.
Oh, so we research every call that comes in.
For some reason, I thought you guys would.
So we're in service of your wedding as well as everybody else.
You know, I'm really sorry, but it's just, I was under the impression you guys would do a little research.
Uh-huh. Oh, so this is on us now.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed with your show. I mean, my boyfriend is too. We're determined to make everyone stop listening to you guys.
Now hold on a second here, Usher. You brought this on yourself. This has nothing to do with us. So I'm just curious what your response was back to the email, or should we write your father-in-law for you?
No, I'm going to write him back in the next couple days after I've cooled down.
And what are you going to say to him?
You know what? That's a private matter. It really doesn't...
It's a private matter? You've been talking about it for 3 days.
Yeah, but this is my father-in-law. I've got to choose my words carefully. I've got to decide what I'm going to say.
So your father-in-law is different than your sister-in-law. Like, I don't know. I'm surprised that you're going to show some respect to him.
Yeah, you know that the relationship is damaged at this point anyway. I mean, just for the fact that you wanted to pull out.
And I'm curious, now that you know she won't stutter when she reads, can she be in the wedding, or will she still mar the perfect wedding experience?
We're still discussing that today. So,
the damage is done, though. The sister-in-law already hurt, you know, you already rejected her, so it doesn't matter at this point.
Did your fiance tell you what his approach was with his sister? Did he say, look, my fiance Jody isn't comfortable with this? Or did he say, look, I jumped the gun here, and I invited you to be the wedding reader, even without Jody's...
I think he told her he jumped the gun.
Okay, so it's not... He didn't put it entirely on you.
No, of course not.
Okay, I think that's the wise move on his part.
Yeah,
but she still knows the truth.
I'm sure she knows the truth. I'm sure it's, like Melissa was saying yesterday, it's something she's insecure about already, and I'm sure that if her feelings were hurt... She was not going to tell her brother.
Her feelings weren't hurt.
You don't know that.
Well, I mean, if they haven't figured out that it was you that this is coming down from, then your father-in-law wouldn't have written you an email.
Well, he wrote it to the both of us. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just to me.
Now, hold on one sec here. Hey, Brooke, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, here's what I think. The moment that she tried to blame this on you guys, mm-hmm. you should have hung up on her. It is not your fault. She is trying to find somebody to take the fall for being so mean. I think the only thing that would make this fair is if she had jumped on the gun and taken care of this herself instead of letting her fiance do it.
Well, you know what? I would agree with Jody in this way, in that he had to write what he did was wrong. Because
right.
he shouldn't have invited her in the first place. So he had to write that. And to save... You know, the relationship between the in-laws and Jody, I think the only way to approach that was to say, look, not even mention the stuttering thing. It was just that I made a mistake by coming to you first without talking to my fiance about a very big part about our wedding.
No, I think the way that it was better is for Jody just to say, you know what, that would be cool to have your sister in the wedding, and then everything would be fine.
Exactly. I totally agree with you, Melissa. I think that she should have allowed her to be in the wedding and call it a day.
Great idea, honey.
What I don't understand here is now if you know that stutterers don't stutter while they're reading, then why is this still even an issue? I think Jen brings up a great question.
Because it's a long passage, and I really didn't want any reading in the wedding, you know, in the ceremony anyway. I wanted a quick ceremony mm-hmm. in a church, in out. You know, I didn't want a whole half-hour wedding ceremony.
Hey, Carly.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What is wrong with you?
There's nothing wrong with
you. There's nothing wrong with you? Okay,
no.
First off, if you didn't want speaking in your wedding, then why didn't you just say that to begin with instead of hurting this woman's feelings and saying this because she stutters?
Good point.
And what are you? You're going to blame the Bird Show? They're supposed to do research for you? What, do you not have a computer? Do you not have the internet?
No, I don't. I don't have the internet.
Totally.
But she's going to email her father-in-law back somehow, miraculously.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Well, how'd you get the email? In a smoke signal?
Yeah.
No, it was on my fiance's computer.
Oh. So he has a computer.
Yeah.
So why didn't he research it for you? Or it's his sister. How long has he known her? 5 days? He doesn't know that stutterers don't stutter when they read?
Apparently not.
Apparently not? Well, how are you going to sit there and blame the Bird Show? If I was this guy and I was marrying you, I would run in the opposite direction. First off, because you are a self-centered, egotistical person, sitting there thinking about yourself, you're marrying his whole family, honey. The whole family. And you are never going to live this down. You're going to be known as the wicked witch that wouldn't let the sister read at the wedding because she had a stuttering problem.
Uh-oh.
And Jen could probably back me up on this. Her mother will never forget that.
Oh, no, no, no.
So the father could get over this, but the mother will never be able.
Mother-in-law will catalog this forever.
Hey, Mario.
Yeah, this lady is just incredible. She is so amazing. I cannot believe that there's people out there that exist like this. She has no heart, no compassion. I mean, I feel bad for her husband. I really do. I feel really bad, and I wish him the best of luck. I don't know how in the hell they're going to get this to work out. I really don't. I'm just so destroyed by what she has said. She's making a Bird Show research? What the hell?
I'm brushing that off.
Yeah, that's she's just clutching at straws because she didn't know that, and she made this big stink, and she feels stupid. She made a big stink over.
I thought you guys offered a community service.
Uh-huh.
We were trying to stop you from making the stupid mistake you made. We were trying to help you. I'm curious because yesterday, you know, like we just said before we got Jody on the phone about how many people were supporting her, but yet we haven't heard those phone calls. I'm curious if anybody's calling
now?
Up. Yeah, where are you? Where's Jody's supporters?
Now, here's Michelle, who is a speech therapist, and she could tell us if it's true that stutterers don't stutter when they're reading. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Can you confirm that for us?
I can kind of confirm it. It depends on the person, of course, but most people, once they've practiced a paragraph over and over, are able to read with perfect clarity. So that is actually true. If Jody's sister-in-law did practice, she would be able to do it very well.
Okay, Jody, so does that change anything for you? All she's got to do is practice it?
It's too late.
It's not
too late. The sister's already been told. The offer has already been taken
rescinded.
Back. So it doesn't matter at this point what you do. The damage has been done.
Right, and the other big point to make is stutterers know their problems. You know, they're the most aware of them, and it's a big thing for Jody's sister-in-law to want to do this. I mean, that's a huge step for her. Like, that's the biggest thing towards her getting through her stuttering problem. That's a big, big thing.
So had Jody shown some support here and actually...
No, Jody's actually done some damage to the sister's psyche, basically.
And of course
And the other thing Jody needs to also remember is the wedding is not one day. It's your whole life, her entire life. And her relationship with her future family depends on this day.
That's the point I was trying to make. I mean, you're talking about 2 minutes out of your wedding for a lifetime of happiness.
The damage has been done. I mean, we can talk all day long about it, but what we tried to prevent from happening has happened.
Because the father-in-law would have only written back his son if he didn't think that Jody was involved. He would have written, what's your fiance's name again?
Jeff.
Jeff. So he would have written Jeff an email and he would have said, Jeff, I think it was a poor decision that you jumped the gun before, you know, consulting your bride. You've hurt your sister's feelings, yada, yada, yada.
But he sent it to both.
We wrote it
as both of us. He spoke to the sister. He said, well, we both feel that we should have been. He was just explaining that he hadn't cleared anything through me.
What letter are you talking about?
It wasn't a letter. It was when we talked. When he talked to his sister.
She's not speaking very clearly right now.
Yeah, right. I think we should end this conversation. You're starting
to
stutter.
You know what? My mission for the rest of the year is to try to get you guys off the air. You guys are not going to have
you know what?
Any,
you should absolutely
work in radio by the year 2005.
Okay. Please try that. Tell all your friends.
Right.
All your friends about us.
Well, I am. I'm telling all my friends. I mean, my friends who know me are just totally on my side.
You know what? Your friends are talking so much crap about you behind your back. They're embarrassed for you right now.
You guys are all delusional.
No, I've done some research on this. I did the research. Because as a morning show, that's what we do.
I think you guys are sleep deprived and you're just like gibbering on the friggin' radio.
All right.
Very nice talking to you. Thanks for giving us 3 days of material. Bye bye.
Oh, I hate her.
Find love in your heart. You know what? You need church. You need to find more love in your heart.
That's what I mean.
Good morning, all the hits, Q100.
Hey, this is Kai.
Hi, Kai.
Hey, I just wanted to say I was originally a supporter of Jody. I just thought that she should be able to have the choice, not necessarily the way that she did it. But now I see she's just a complete idiot. I mean, who the hell thinks the Burt Show should research? I mean, you called up a radio show. People are just going to call in. That's instantaneous. Nobody's in the background doing FBI backup checks.
No, we have a whole staff. We have 13 people there that are researching every topic that comes on the radio every morning.
Right. She's a fool, and I feel so sorry for the other side of the family because, for one, they're going to make her pay. She's going to pay for this forever because that's their family. And now to see that she's just an idiot and she really just doesn't want that sister to read, even though she now knows that she's not going to stutter reading.
But so, Melissa said, at this point, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Educated,
it doesn't matter if the sister reads or not, because it's what we try. What my goal was is to get her not to have that conversation or anybody have the conversation with the sister, because that could have been not only the sister's most special day of her life because her family had asked her to do that, but it could have been the highlight of the entire wedding because everybody that would have been at the wedding would have known the struggles of the sister, would have seen her work to overcome it for that couple, and it could have been one of the best wedding moments ever, and Jody selfishly ruined it all.
This show doesn't resort to name-calling, but if we did, we'd call her a dumbass. But we don't.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.